Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Cancer cases and deaths among men are expected to surge globally by 2050. CBS's Matt Piper with more.
In the study published in Cancer, a peer-reviewed journal of the American Cancer Society, researchers projected an 84% increase in cancer cases and a 93% increase in cancer deaths among men worldwide between 2022 and 2050. Dr. William Dayhut is with the ACS and says there are habits men should be on the lookout to try and stop to decrease their chances of cancer.
You know, if we could eliminate tobacco worldwide, decrease obesity rates. Those things alone could have a dramatic decrease.
The cancers with the highest projected increases in men, mesothelioma for cases and prostate cancer for deaths. Matt Piper, CBS News.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. is monitoring the tense situation in the Middle East.
It's increasingly likely that there will be an attack by Iran and or its proxies, and perhaps in the coming days.
The U.S. is rushing additional troops and equipment into the region. CBS's Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
And renewed ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are still set for this Thursday. Israel has said it is attending. Hamas hasn't committed yet, but if Iran and Hezbollah do attack, those negotiations could be derailed.
The Los Angeles area has been rattled by a magnitude 4.4 earthquake and reported aftershocks. It was centered south of Pasadena, where a pipe burst at City Hall because of the quake. Caltech employee Alessandro Signorini was nearby.
It felt almost like the whole room was buzzing for a brief, intense period, and I dived under my desk and waited out to see if anything else was going to happen.
No injuries reported. Taking aim at the Caribbean is Tropical Storm Ernesto. It's gaining strength as it nears Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. CBS Philadelphia Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly.
We're going to focus in on Puerto Rico, where we could see 8 inches to 12 inches of rain come down in a very short period of time. And, of course, that would cause widespread flooding there.
The Trump campaign says it was hacked by Iran, but the Iranian government denies the claim. And as CBS's Pat Milton reports,
the FBI released a brief statement saying, quote, "We can confirm the FBI is investigating this matter." The Trump campaign provided no specific evidence of Iran's involvement.
The live conversation between GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump and ex-owner Elon Musk started over a half hour later than planned due to what Musk called a massive cyber attack. Shortly after it got underway, Trump announced he will visit Butler, Pennsylvania in October, the site of last month's assassination attempt. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur
thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. There could be a little patchy fog here and there. Otherwise, upper 50s at daybreak with light winds. On your Tuesday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, shower chances increasing Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Communication. And in fact, I should have put that in the article. And there's basically two ways. I mean, this goes all the way back to when bacteria ruled the earth, right? Bacteria move toward food and move away from poison. Every form of life, plants do this, right? If there's an area that the surface is too hot, a plant will literally physically move away from it. Plants move. We've got a bunch of wildflowers, along the trail that Louise and I walk on every day, and they follow the sun. They're looking. They're in pursuit of pleasure. So there's two principal motivation strategies that people use, and we're constantly doing one or the other of these two things. We're either moving toward pleasure or we're moving away from pain. And there's pretty much nothing else. I mean, you know, this is what it is. So Trump, now the moving toward pleasure strategy in politics, if you can do it in a way that is credible, is arguably the most powerful, even though it doesn't have the fastest response. And I'll get to that in just a second. But this was the primary strategy that Jack Kennedy used in 1960, a new generation of Americans. It's the primary strategy that 20 years later Ronald Reagan used in 1980 with his slogan, Make America Great Again. And then again 4 years later in 1984, Morning in America. It was spelled M-O-R-N, not M-O-U-R-N, although I think that would have been more appropriate given that it was Reagan's second term. But anyway, it worked. And that was what Trump was pitching in 2016, Make America Great Again. Like I said, he stole it from Reagan's 1980 campaign. But this is like, we're going to do something to make your life better. We're going to make you happy, moving toward pleasure. Now, moving away from pain is actually the fastest way you get a response from somebody. It's like touching a hot stove. You pull your hand back right away, or getting electric shock. And if you wanted to compare these two motivational strategies to the basic forces of nature, you know, the four principle, nuclear force, the strong nuclear force, the, you know, electromagnetism and gravity, you've got, you could say that the correlation between, or the association or comparison, whatever the word metaphor for moving away from pain strategy would be the electromagnetic force. It's like lightning. You know, when there's an electrical storm, you don't walk out in the field holding an umbrella. You take cover. Nobody wants to be hit by lightning. You touch an electrical socket and get a shock, you jump away from it. That's what moving away from pain is. And it does produce a quick response. I mean, people don't jump to get a good meal in a restaurant. That's moving toward pleasure. Right, they don't jump to you know, watch a nice TV show or something, you know, like you do when you're shocked. But the problem with moving away from pain strategies is that they eventually exhaust people. They work really well in the beginning. Look out, this is Dick Cheney in 2004. If you vote for Democrats, they're going to attack us again. The terrorists will attack us again, Dick Cheney said. Words to that effect. And, you know, that's the moving away from pain strategy. Well, eventually, you know, it's like whipping a horse, you know, to make it go faster. I mean, at the first couple times you whip a horse as you're riding it, it does go faster. But then eventually it just gets exhausted. And no matter how hard you whip it, it'll just, you know, stop responding. It'll pause, it'll whimper, or it'll fall over dead, which is where the phrase whipping a dead horse comes from. And that's what's going on right now with the Trump campaign. Trump can't sell Morning in America because we all saw what his presidency was like for 4 years, and it led to the greatest economic crash in the history of the United States. You know, more people lost more money even than in the Great Depression. Percentage-wise, it was on, you know, about on par with the Great Depression. He had, a half a million Americans died unnecessarily because he bungled the pandemic. He tore Americans apart. He tore children from their mothers and trafficked them into God only knows what. We still have 1,000 children who are missing that Trump sold off to who knows who. These so-called Christian adoption services that set up shop around 2016 and then went out of business after they had 1,000 kids. What the hell is going on with it? So we know what's going on with Trump, and he can't sell us on, I'll make things better. So instead, he's trying to sell us on, they're going to make things terrible. Look out. You know, you're going to have abortion even after the baby is born. That's what these people want. This is, you know, what Trump is saying. He's trying to scare us about the horrors of evil women making decisions about their own bodies. Oh, my God. He's trying to scare us that, you know, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are socialists. They want to bring socialism to America. Yeah, right. It's just not working. He's flogging a dying horse is what's going on here. So the good news is that the Harris-Walz campaign has said, we're going to be the optimistic ones. We're going to be the Morning in America ones. We're going to be the ones who are bringing joy and happiness and a positive vision. This week, by the way, the Harris campaign is going to release their economic plan for America. I'm really looking forward to this. So they're going to lay it all out. So the bottom line here, now that you know this, and you know that good political communication, by the way, includes both. You know, like Harris and Walz saying, you know, we're going to expand Social Security, we're going to strengthen Medicare, we're going to add job protections, we're going to raise the minimum wage, but that's all moving toward pleasure. But those Republicans, they want to take all that stuff away from you. That's moving away from pain. So when you're going door to door, when you're talking to your neighbors, when you're canvassing, when you're making phone calls, always start with the positives. Start with the moving toward pleasure. This is what Harris and Walz, this is what Democrats are going to give you. This is how they're going to make America a better place. And then go to the moving away from pain. And by the way, this is what Republicans want to do. They want to put women in jail. They want to tear mothers from their children. They et cetera. They want more tax breaks for billionaires and raise taxes on average working people. The Project 2025 would raise the taxes of the average family, the average middle class family, by about $2,000 a year, while giving billionaires over $1 million a year in tax cuts. So that's how you do it. And that's what they're doing. And I think it's going to work. And it's not going to fade out or fizzle out in the next 80 some odd days.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. And to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
We're standing on the edge of night, caught between the wrong and right. It's pleasure versus pain, a dancing online toward the light or lost in time. In every heart, a fire burns, a truth we seek, a lesson learned. Do we embrace the love we crave or hide away in fear's dark cave? It's pleasure versus pain, what will we choose?
It's pleasure versus pain. Yeah, that's my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. Donald Trump is promoting a false Harris size, a crowd size conspiracy. This is totally weird. It started with Dinesh D'Souza, who's, you know, kind of nuts himself. And he tweeted, or X'd, or whatever you call it, a picture of the crowd by Kamala Harris's plane, and had little circles around the one of the engines and the fuselage of the plane, you know, which is highly polished. And he said, why isn't there a reflection of the crowd on these surfaces? Well, the answer to that question is because these are curved surfaces. They're not flat like a mirror. And curved surfaces don't show reflections the way flat surfaces do. It's a completely different thing. But Dinesh D'Souza is apparently not smart enough to know that. And so he tweets this out, and Donald Trump sees it and goes, holy cow, there's a conspiracy here. And he goes, and he tweets, he says, where he does it over on his in his failing Nazi-infested social media site. He says, has anybody noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport? There was nobody at the plane, and she AI'd it, and it showed a massive crowd of so-called followers, but they didn't exist. Yeah, right. They did. The Harris campaign replied with a, quote, actual photo of a 15,000-person crowd for Harris Walls in Michigan. The Harris campaign also used that opportunity to point out that Trump has not, well, this is what they say, Trump has still not campaigned in a swing state in over a week. Low energy?
Yeah, right.
And on Saturday, Trump went nuts because Harris is now saying, let's eliminate taxes on tips. And now Trump is like, yeah, she's a copycat where there are no taxes on tips. It's not fair. Well, you know, it was Reagan. I mean, taxes on tips have been around forever, but it was Reagan who changed the law in a way that made it easier for employers to nail you and the IRS to nail you for your tips. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is claiming that Iran has hacked his campaign. And some guy named Robert sent a bunch of internal Trump campaign documents. Apparently, the vetting, the Oppo report, the opposition report on J.D. Vance, some 40, 50 pages of, you know, dirt on Vance. And it got sent to Politico. Now, Politico is taking the position of, you know, we're not going to publish this because it came from a hostile government, and that wouldn't be right, which is a little different than everybody, the position everybody took in 2016 when it was Hillary's emails. But this is Trump's emails, or you know, Tim, or J.D. Vance and, you know, the campaign's emails. But I'm wondering if Iran actually did this. I mean, just imagine if you're the Trump campaign and you know that you've got a person who was in on these discussions, on these email chains, who got a copy of the opposition report on J.D. Vance and who is dissatisfied, who's going to quit, who's upset, who has been sexually harassed or who didn't get paid or who just had a change of heart. And you know or you believe that that person is going to reveal this information to the press. What do? You try to get out ahead of it. You say, oh, yeah, well, here, we'll give it to the press first and we'll claim that it came from Iran. Now, I have no evidence for this. This is purely a conspiracy theory on my part. Let me be very clear. But it makes a lot more sense to me than that Iran hacked these and handed them off to Politico. I mean, you would think that if Iran hacked them, they would release them to media that they know would publicize them. Or for that matter, I mean, there's you know, these phony publications they'd send them to, or they'd send them to the New York Times and the Washington. I mean, you know, they'd spread them much farther. It appears to, so, you know, this is, like I said, this is my conspiracy, my personal conspiracy theory, but I'm very skeptical. And the fact that Politico is holding this stuff close to the vest, that's just weird. So, anyhow. It's also astonishingly ironic, you know, given that one of the reasons that Hillary did not win in 2016, although she did win 3 million more votes. You know, John Fugelsang is saying if Harris wins, this will be the second time a majority of Americans voted for a woman. But I just find it so ironic.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Cancer in men is expected to skyrocket over the next 25 years by as much as 84%, doubling deaths. CBS medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
By far, not smoking is the single most important thing. You know, it turns out that about 30% of cancer deaths in the United States are from smoking.
The U.S. is pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire to help calm Middle East tensions, but Iran may shake things up.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. shares Israel's expectation that an attack could occur this week, but we have been hearing that there could be an attack for a while now.
CBS's Deborah Pata in Tel Aviv. Tropical storm Ernesto is gaining strength.
We shift the focus to the end of the week and into the beginning of the weekend, where Bermuda could see a Category 2, maybe a Category 3 hurricane. That hasn't happened since 2020 when Paulette made landfall as a Category 2.
CBS meteorologist Bill Kelly. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the 3rd Congressional District. The Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. There are also 2 statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Terry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. There could be a little patchy fog here and there. Otherwise, upper 50s at daybreak with light winds. On your Tuesday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, shower chances increasing Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Your calls here, is it Mikey in New York City? Am I saying it right?
Yep, this is Mike in New York City. I'm calling about Project 2025's proposal to gut the regulatory agencies. Mm-hmm. These agencies were put together for a reason. They have a real job to do, and you know, it's one thing to listen to BS from politicians. It's another thing to find a literal thing in your hamburger. Game show You Bet Your Life was fun for Groucho Marxists in the 1950s, but would anybody want to play You Bet Your Life getting on an airplane if the FAA could not do its job?
Right.
Nevertheless, that does seem to be where the Project 2025 is going.
Well, not just Project 2025. This is what happened last month when the Supreme Court blew up the Chevron deference.
The Chevron decision is what got me thinking about it.
Yeah. No, this is, and now we're starting to see it. I mean, there's multiple lawsuits that have been filed just in the last couple of weeks. The fossil fuel industry has filed a lawsuit against the EPA. There's been at least one lawsuit filed against the U.S. Department of Agriculture by one of the big food processors. I mean, they're going to go after the regulatory agencies now that the protection for those agencies has been stripped by the Supreme Court. And Congress needs to act. We need to do something about this. Because you're absolutely right. They just, you know, this is the libertarian wet dream. Oh my God, we're gonna get rid of all the big government, all those regulatory agencies, so that the brilliant entrepreneurs, you know, that brother and sister who inherited the railroad from their father and Atlas Shrugged, so that they can actually do the innovative stuff and make America great again and all this kind of BS. I'm with you, Mike. It's a dangerous road that they're taking us down. Thanks for the call and thanks for pointing it out. Katrina in Toledo. Hey, Katrina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was hoping you could give me some clarity on something.
Hmm?
We keep hearing over and over from a lot of places that people, it's not constitutional that people have the right to vote. But doesn't when women receive the right to vote, doesn't that give us the right to vote? I mean, it says regardless of gender.
Yes, you're right, Katrina. And if you had a reasonable Supreme Court, then a voter suppression strategy was going on. For example, you know, in Texas, there's 2 million people who've been put on the suspense list, so they'll be given placebo ballots this fall, thinking they voted and it won't be counted. A woman or an African American, that being the 15th Amendment. Could sue for voter suppression. I just, you know, so far it doesn't look like the Supreme Court would back that up. But you're absolutely right. The Constitution does specify a right to vote, and women received the right to vote with the 20th or the 19th Amendment in 1920, and African Americans with the 16th Amendment in 1868, I think it was, and the 15th Amendment. So, in 1993, Congress passed a law called the National Voter Registration Act, the NVRA, sometimes referred to as the Motor Voter Act, because it authorized secretaries of state to enroll people on the voting rolls at the time that they get or renew their driver's licenses, you know, but just by checking a box. And That law specifically says, both in the header and twice in the body of the law, that voting is a right in the United States. But the Supreme Court has ruled the opposite. The Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore in 2000 ruled that we don't have a right to vote. And in fact,
that was wrong, but it was never supposed to be used again either.
You're right. You know, they did say this is a one-off, but the Bush v. Gore case has been cited at least a half a dozen times since then that I know of. So it did become precedent, and sadly. And this is why Kamala Harris is saying that if she becomes president, or when she becomes president, the first law she wants to sign is the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which explicitly says that there is a right to vote in the United States. We've got to get there, Katrina. The games that they're playing in these red states with our votes are just nuts. Katrina, thank you for the call. MJ in Ankeny, Iowa. Hey, MJ, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I wanted to thank you for Project 25 bringing it up to all of us. And the reason is because I heard this weekend that they're going to cancel publication on it until after the election.
Well, yes and no.
So the book is going to come out.
Right. They're canceling publication on Kevin Roberts' book. But that book is not Project 2025. It's kind of about Project 2025, but it's mostly, ripping Democrats and things. But J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for it, so that's why they're postponing it until after the election.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to tell you real quick, I thought about, the question everybody's saying, why pain or pleasure? Why are we doing this? What do you think about, all the pleasure we're getting from this from Kamala? And I do believe that it's like the inflating of the balloon. I don't think it's just necessarily a sugar high, but think what we've come off from, the whole thing with, 8 years of this guy that we've had to deal with.
Well,
just every day. It doesn't even matter who's in office. It's constant negativity. And so when you have a little ray of sunshine come in, everybody wants it.
I agree. And Michael Moore pushed this out this week on his Substack newsletter. It's a kind of a poster. If you're watching on TV, I can show you that. I just showed you that. And it says the Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections. Why? Because America's a liberal nation. 69% of Americans support legal abortion. 72% of us don't own a gun. 90% of us want more gun control laws. 72% of us believe the climate crisis is real. 71% of us support labor unions. 79% of us want the rich to pay more taxes. 76% of us want a higher minimum wage. 70% of us support legalizing marijuana. 73% want student loan debt relief. 65% support Supreme Court term limits. 84% want free pre-K and 3 through K. 69% support same-sex marriage. 65% want to end the Electoral College. 89% oppose gerrymandering. 70% want a ceasefire in Gaza now. 72% want money out of politics. 70% of millennials say they'd likely vote for a socialist. And 79% of us are women, young adults, or people of color. And so
Can I mention one more that he doesn't have on there?
Yeah.
The fact that misogyny still exists in our country by the fact that people are criticizing Kamala for not wearing a dress versus pantsuits. They say, why is it every woman who's ran for president has to wear a pantsuit? So that tells me misogyny is still...
Who's making that criticism?
I like Ron Kenyatta. I like him. Uh-huh. But in his newsletter this morning, he said, I really like women in dresses. And he goes, my question is, why do women who are running for president still have to wear pantsuits? And to me, it's like, do you understand how that is still so misogynistic? Yeah. Or the word DEI, she's a DEI hire. Or the word, because you know what? Half the population is female. We've all had to deal with this on some level in our career.
You know what DEI stands for? It stands for Don, Eric, and
Donald,
Ivanka.
Eric, and Ivanka.
Exactly. Yeah, who are clearly DEI hires. I mean, MJ, thank you for the call. I got to move along. Thanks. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Pleasure and happiness are opposites. They're not the same. In context, when you said that people don't rush towards food, and yes, they do for the same reason of happiness and pleasure. The context is that there's only 3 things in life that releases pure serotonin, and it's
food, water, sex, and eye-to-eye facial recognition, and it's why a religion is so addictive. It's not the point of guy on the altar with reading gibberish. It's when your parents bring you into the altar, into the church, and you're seeing everybody's eyes, and it's releasing the pure serotonin. The pure serotonin, people kill for it because of the fact that it drives humanity. Food, water, sex, and eye-to-eye facial recognition. And we need to not drive the people towards pleasure. We need to drive them perhaps through happiness. And there are two different things we need to, and you can examine them through the book of Dr. Robert Lustig, The Hacking of the American Mind. Information can be located in that book there.
Right. No, I'm familiar with the book. Dave, thank you for that. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Good morning. You mentioned the fact that Trump wants to drop the taxes on tips.
Right.
Well, isn't it convenient that the Supreme Court just said, hey, all our politicians, all our rich people can receive mega million dollar tips. No problem.
Well, that's one of the concerns about this, is that there are a lot of people who work on commission in America, including billionaire bankers. Right, you know, that work on commissions, and if they just redefine those commissions as tips, if tips are explicitly not taxed, you're going to see an explosion of things called tips across the American landscape. I'm guessing if the Republicans do it, they'll do it in a way that will allow investment bankers to call their commissions tips. If Democrats do it, they'll do it in a way that explicitly says servers in restaurants.
They'll say the service industry.
Yeah.
Well, then they're going to turn around and say, hey, politicians are serving the public.
There you go.
They are out.
You're right. The Supreme Court decision that said that if you get paid after the fact, it's not a bribe, it's a tip, could play a role here. It really could. Chip, thank you for pointing that out. I hadn't thought of that. That's important. Thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you support your healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom. Check it out.
Do you feel that spark inside, burning bright and true? A call to stand, a voice to raise, it's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that fire in the belly, the courage to stand, to speak your mind, to lend a hand, put it shouting, making your way.
Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Johnny in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad you brought up that article by Politico about the campaign being hacked. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about it all weekend, and a lot of people don't seem to are seeming to brush it off. Mm-hmm. But that came out like in January 20th about shady events. And what I'm thinking is that Trump is getting ready to drop shady Vance and pick up Nikki Haley, because this guy's not going down. He's going to retake the media, and they're going to go with it for the horse run. And we cannot just sit back and take it lightly. He's not going to go down without a fight.
Yeah, well, we can't stop him if he chooses to do that. And frankly, if he had picked Nikki Haley, he'd be in a much stronger position right now than with J.D. Vance. I'm with you on that, Johnny. But sometime in the next, what, 3, 4, 5 weeks? I mean, doesn't early voting start in September in some states? Or is it October?
I think it's going to be in September.
Yeah, I think the last week of September
He's planting the seed right now.
Right, but he's got it.
When he says, I'm dropping Vance.
Right, but here's the problem.
Picking up Nikki Haley.
If early voting starts.
The strategy of the Herschel Walker strategy.
No, I get all that. But here's my point is that. If early voting starts in the last week of September, that means the ballots have to be printed at least 2 or 3 weeks before that, which is, you know, going to be, what is today, the 12th of August? So that means that probably they're going to start printing ballots in the first week of September. That's 3 weeks from now, roughly. And so he's got that little tiny window, 2-3 weeks, to do this, to pull this off. I don't think he's going to do it.
The convention is next week. The convention is next week. So he's got to retake the media. And you and I have seen stranger things happen.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
if he's going to do it, he'd probably do it the week after the Democratic convention. You're absolutely right.
I'm looking for him to do it this week, by the end of this week.
Oh, you think?
That's what I'm looking for.
To steal the thunder from the DNC.
Steal the thunder. He's not been getting any good media for the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks. Yeah. He's looking to take that back.
Yeah.
For the people that can't pronounce Kamala, just think of Pamela. It's not spelled the same way, but just think of Pamela. That's it. Simple.
Yeah, with a P.
You know?
Yep.
And for the people that think that the term weird is too offensive, and these are the same people that always say that the Democrats don't have a message, they don't know how to do messaging. But when Trump came out and said crooked Hillary, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But he kept saying it, and it stuck.
Right.
So
now he's doing crooked Joe.
Stuck.
These are the people, and these are the people who can't even correctly pronounce the name of the Democratic Party. They're incapable of correctly pronouncing the name of the oldest political party in the world and the largest political party in the United States. They literally cannot pronounce the name of the Democratic Party. They always call it the Democrat Party.
Remember George Bush couldn't pronounce nuclear?
Yeah.
And he came up with nuclear?
Yeah.
Now everybody pronounces that as nuclear.
Yeah, same deal. Johnny, I got to move along, but, thank you for the call. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I just wanted to retract something I was talking about last week, the Social Security Trust Fund.
Mm-hmm.
I misspoke. I was saying that starting this year, in January, the trust fund was taking in $1 trillion a month, and I misspoke. It's $100 billion a month.
$100 billion.
But, you know, Tom, a trillion here, a trillion there. Soon we're talking about real money.
Yeah, it didn't sound right to me at the time, Paul, but I didn't know the numbers off the top of my head to challenge you, and I figured you'd done your homework. Thanks for correcting that. $100 billion makes a lot more sense.
One of the other main things, though, that's connected to it, why it's going up, and the point is they have a COLA, which is a cost of living increase, and that means, you know, your monthly benefit goes up. But they also have the average wage benefit, and that's when the contribution income limit goes up. Mm-hmm. So now it's 168.8. At the rate wages are going up in this country with Elon Musk and the UAW and everybody else, we could push administratively the...
Yeah, but it would be incremental. I mean, it would go to 170, 180, 190. Paul, I got to run. That wouldn't affect the millionaires and billionaires. Thanks so much for the call, though. 57 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with you on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
At
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we learn about the growing popularity of green burials. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.